Hello, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Hello, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We are three astrologers that I'd love to talk about astrology. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I will soon be joined by Mark Waltz and Ann Ortley. Hello, is this Ann, Mark? Hello? Try again on that one. This is quite a week with the lineup in Aries. Mercury just went direct a few days ago. And Mercury, the unblocking of the energy, we just felt the storms turning, the winds whipping as it went through St. Louis Airport as Mercury was turning direct. I was in the air when that tornado hit St. Louis, and I remember the winds. They truly howled. All this week and all the way through mid-May, we have Jupiter, Mars, Mercury, Venus, and Uranus all lined up in the fiery no-impulse control sign of Aries. Enthusiastic, brash, fresh, won't put up with crap any longer, Aries. And we have it... this weekend we have coming up, the moon will go over that, so we will have 6 out of 9 planets in Aries at one time. So what can we do with our own impulsive, enthusiastic energy? Hello, is this Mark?
Hi, yes. Hello, Heather.
Hi, Mark. Welcome. And where are you speaking from tonight?
Speaking from Hell's Kitchen in Manhattan, New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And last
just
week you were here.
Yes, I was. I was in New York and loved it. Though I've noticed that with the extra lineup in Aries right now, the mood just zizzles. I mean, I found it very hard to rest in New York. Very exciting, very full of energy, good ideas. I sort of feel people sort of racing at the bit, waiting to hurry on with life, but Mercury was still stationary. But there's a kind of a high frequency in the background. So,
yeah.
What have you been noticing about the aspects today, this week?
Well, there is a generally a high note of enthusiasm and an urge toward action, and I think people are feeling like they're getting unstuck. And having a lot of things in Aries really does give that sense, especially Jupiter and now Venus, and Mars. Having, those three in particular in Aries really lends a sense of we can do things, we can get things going. So people are very much about that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, for the most part, that's good. Where,
I agree.
Sometimes we can get ahead of ourselves in that kind of energy. Mm-hmm. But I have a feeling right now, especially coming out of a retrograde Mercury, it's more useful than not.
Mm-hmm.
And so generally I would say if you feel like doing something, do it.
Right.
It's probably right.
But I would watch the... If you feel like saying something, watch that you don't say something unforgivable.
Yes.
I noticed this really intensely as Mercury was turning direct. An old friend misunderstood all the emails that I sent her had gone into her spam folder, 3 of them in a row, and in a few days, and she thought she kept sending me more and more escalating emails, and I kept writing her back. She blocked me on her Facebook. I only had to get the message in around the edges of Facebook. And over a misunderstanding, but I found it when she blocked me, she was very apologetic afterwards, but she had blown my trust in the process in her response.
Mm-hmm.
And that Aries quality, and I think had she just... taken a deep breath and waited 3 minutes, she would not have said unforgivable things. And it just doesn't seem, it's not a matter of unforgivable. It's, it broke trust. And so, you know, I'm going to let her go. If this is one thing right now with this aspect, it's okay to speak up, but people are just shooting up like little fireworks, I've noticed. I also see that as the energy to suddenly get up. I know what I'll go do. And they go off and do these rather exhausting projects.
Mm-hmm.
If the mood hits them, between the moods, it's like a lion. Hold still under the Aries energy. When you hold still, you can get lazy. It's not restful. It's lazy. But that comes like a cat with these bursts of intense energy when something's on target for us. But when the energy shoots up, if we can really own it and not get mean with it, because Aries is not mean, it's just very spontaneous. At least that's my experience of it. It can accidentally get mean, but that's not its intention.
Yeah, well, that means we can expect a lot of spontaneous things with friendships this week.
Mm-hmm.
With Venus in Aries and conjuncting Uranus right now.
Venus is conjuncting Uranus right now. And how do you see that in the best and worst of ways, Mark?
Well, the best ways, it brings a lot of spontaneity to anything to do with friendship or creative endeavors, socializing, also financial things. So anything to do with Venus, there's a spontaneity to it and an invitation to pay attention to our intuition and follow the lead of the intuition. So that's nice. Things come in bursts. Like that, very, you know, we don't expect something and suddenly it forms. Mm-hmm.
I see that Aries often doesn't make lots of clear judgment. The spontaneity, but the second part I think you mentioned was so important, is that we have to use our intuition to get past just our great ideas. Now, sometimes the Aries, There's almost no room between the two. The great idea is the intuition. But I'm also seeing a lot of, you know, it seemed like a good idea at the time, or reactionary decisions rather than really listening to their intuition. That has to be more of a feeling called than a feeling rebelled. Someone asked me, why aren't we seeing more rebellions with this lineup in Aries? You know, at this time of year, there's so much going on. I think it's just because right now, you cannot coordinate people to get together to do anything. They can all agree what they're against, but they aren't agreeing on what to do about it.
Yeah,
including, you know, when to rebel. They're all going off in different directions. So getting a united front against, you know, where the mood is really fed up, but the united front won't necessarily happen, and it's the united front that makes a big difference. I think that'll happen more when we see the planet shift into Taurus.
Right.
But that, you know, getting creative, Venus conjunct Uranus, I think it's a really good time for flirting, if you mean it. It's a good time to make an overture. It's a good time to experiment with our sense of aesthetics. Just watch the last-minute purchases and really think through if it's a want or a need, wouldn't you say?
It's an interesting thing, the way that Aries works and any planet that's in it. It's a lot that energy of flying by the seat of your pants, because these fire signs, they're about putting an energy out and then seeing what the response to it is and making the next move based on that. And so it's a constant adjustment. And if you leave off the adjusting, then you're just on a lost course.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you keep paying attention to what's the pushback and, you know, say, well, then I need to go here, I need to go there, and just keep the momentum going and, you know, the whole thing moves along. You can't really know ahead of time what the trajectory is. It has to be, you know, adjusted in flight. But you have it, but you have to keep paying attention. And if you just, you know, set the the course straight, then it's just straight off of the last thing you knew. But that becomes
excellent.
More and more distant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's
I agree, and I think, you know, we say that because of the interesting interaction that Pluto, Uranus, and Saturn are having right now, all outer planets, when they hit them, the inner planets, hit them in the same order. And first Venus conjunct Uranus, as did all the other planets that are now in Aries, but first Venus conjunct Uranus, and now in the next day or two it's going to square Venus, square Pluto,
mm-hmm.
and then it will oppose Saturn over the
right.
weekend. So this can put some real tests on our relationship issues. We can feel pretty alone while Venus squares Pluto, even if we're in a wonderful relationship. Sometimes when Venus squares Pluto, as it does this week, it did the day Diana and Mother Teresa died, I believe. It was a Venus-Pluto aspect that day. And there's sometimes with that aspect, there is an event that happens in the world that allows us to all feel together or to mourn together. It could be one person dying, or it could be an event, or it could just be a memory. I know that there's a lot of thinking back on Venusian figures now that, you know, the royal wedding is happening this coming weekend, though I wouldn't necessarily recommend it with this lineup in Aries. They're happening this royal weekend. People's memories of Princess Diana are coming up. But there may be something else that goes on in our life that's not a terrible event to us, but something that pricks our feelings and allows it to flow through. And that can actually deepen our connections to others because we're feeling together. So just keep an eye out for that. But it also may be that when we are aware of how lonely we are in some way, because Pluto, Venus, Pluto can do that, trigger that loneliness in us, it pushes us to connect to what do we love more, what really, what will tie us in our heart to the great spirit, to the collective, or push us out of the patterns in our life that lead us to isolation and lead us to extend ourselves to somebody, maybe because they need even more. It also is, there's a big art project here in the Twin Cities area where for May Day. It's a giant it's called In the Heart of the Beast Puppet Theater. And it's the whole community gets together and makes these giant art projects. I think it's a great way to use these Venus aspects, to use something creative in your life to help you process, to do it in art meditation. I worked on my garden today as my art meditation. Do you have an art meditation, Mark? Some creative process that you do?
At the moment, I don't. But it's a good thing to do, for sure.
Yeah.
And especially with
it seems like your yoga is often part of that for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you see your yoga and you're teaching yoga these days?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Are you noticing how are your students been feeling this week or the last few weeks?
Well, I haven't noticed a particular theme standing out, but maybe that I'm not stop picking up on it.
Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting to be a temperature gauge.
Right.
Now, this weekend, Venus is coming to oppose Saturn. And
right.
That can be testing relationships. What are you seeing with that?
Well, that's one that often brings up a sense of isolation and, you know, a withholding or withdrawing from the sense of being loved and held and in mm-hmm. contact. And mm-hmm. so it's important for all of us to remember that that's a passing feeling. So mm-hmm. come the weekend, if you feel like you're a little cut off from mm-hmm. the people you'd like to have around you, just, mm-hmm. you know, say, well, maybe that's just for this weekend. And mm-hmm. let me see what it tells me about myself. What kind of efforts do I need to make to change that? Or, mm-hmm. you know, where do I need to look? What's my part in that? Because especially with the Venus in Aries, that's where we should look. And so rather than saying, oh, what are people not doing to bring me in? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, look and see, what am I doing that either invites people in or doesn't? And, you know, that can set a new direction to the kind of messages that we put out there.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a good way to use that, rather than to
yeah.
feel, you know, that it's, you know, I'm all alone, you know, it's terrible, I'm cut off.
Yeah.
There's nothing actually wrong with having a little more quiet time socially.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
to even experiencing the sense of being a little isolated.
Even if isolated in a crowd, which, because with all of that scenarios, we feel
mm-hmm.
isolated partly because we're being too individualistic to get along with everybody else. Or
right.
we would rather not work in a group. Or even in a group, we all want to do our separate things together, you know. That
right.
just like herding cats with these lines up in Aries. So notice it and know that it's not necessarily inappropriate. It may be just asking you to grow up and step up and put some work in there. I have noticed that with that Venus-Saturn, it really asks us to practice the skills of our craft. And if we're in relationship, that means, you know, even no matter how emotional you are, to do the things that make, to practice good relationship skills.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure that we listen even when we don't feel like it. To make sure we ask questions instead of project on each other. To own our feelings rather than project them on somebody else. The more we want to, you know, shoot from the hip, the more it may be important to use the opposite of Aries, that Libran politeness. It may restrain our expression, but it may in the long run make it a healing experience.
Mm-hmm.
And in a minute, I'd like to have people call in if you've got a question. And remember, I've got someone here on the line, but you have to hit 1 to raise your hand, and then I can call on you. So the number to call in if you're looking for, would like to have us input, and you haven't been online with us for the last, say, 6 weeks, is 347-215-8881. That's 347-215-8881. So I'll take the first caller now. Hello, you're on the air. How can
Hello.
We help you today?
Well, I don't have my birth time. I'm born on August 30th, 1961, in Athens, Greece. And I just like
Hold
to know...
Hold on. August
okay.
30th, 51, in 1951,
61.
In Greece. Is that correct?
Yes.
61.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
And so, and your question?
I'd just like to know what kind of transits you see coming up for me, what, you know, I can expect in the next few months,
mm-hmm.
anything.
Okay.
And you don't know any story about morning, noon, or night from when you were born?
No, I can't find out.
Okay. So then we'll do the chart for, I usually do the chart for noon because then I can only be 12 hours off.
Okay.
But there's a layer of understanding or detail that we can't give you because we don't have the time because we can't use the houses. But we can look at the transits to the planets.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I see you as born with your sun and Pluto, Sun at 6 degrees of Virgo, and Pluto at 7 degrees of Virgo. And Pluto right now is forming a trine to your Sun and Pluto. Do you know what was going on that first month of your life?
I don't know. I was
first
adopted.
You
I was adopted at 6 months old.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was saying that. So that first year of your life looks like there was, because by progression, your Sun would have conjunct Pluto sometime during the first year of your life. And that's sort of an ending of one chapter and a beginning of another. And I could see where it looks like you felt kind of alone in the process.
Okay.
Though you may have felt better once you got on the other side of it. And what's interesting is that Pluto forming a trine to your Sun and Pluto this year, it's going to go back and forth over that point, gives you a chance to heal something about that very first year of your life. So you may feel kind of alone at times this year, but realize that you're stepping more into your own chosen life. It's not like you're being whisked away from one family to another or feeling, you know, put out. Well, it looks like that there was a, do you know any about reason why you were adopted? Because it looks like that it was done to protect you and save you.
I really have no idea.
Okay. Because what it looks like to me is that, you know, it looks like the situation, whatever it was getting dire and the mother wanted to protect you.
Okay.
But I have no idea. But that's the general impression.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, do you have any comments on Pluto trine the Sun and Pluto trine Pluto?
It's a very strong aspect that the Pluto trine Pluto, it's one that we all get around this time in life. And since you're born with Sun and Pluto conjunct, it all happens together. And it's a good time to get in touch with your own deepest sense of empowerment. So you'll feel a lot of opportunities, really, over the whole year to find out at the core who you are. And no matter how life has formed around you, there's something inside you that is really the central furnace that heats your life. And you'll be in touch with that during this year. And it's good to develop it and know, like, you know, what is it that really gives you the power to be who you are? And that'll come up in very strong ways. And for you, you know, that happens as a Virgo. So your sense of why you're here in terms of being helpful to others and seeing what's around you and seeing all the fascinating details of life, all of that is going to be very, very strong, and you'll see how those particular gifts give you your presence and make you a presence in the circles of people around you. So you form the center of a circle for a lot of different groups, and you're going to see during this year what are your talents that put you in the center of those groups. And then everyone else in the group forms another center with the people around them. You know, it's not like they're the center of the universe. But within each of the groups that you operate, there are certain things that they turn to you for. And you'll be able to see what those are and then really for yourself appreciate them.
It definitely looks like you're being, as also the Pluto, your moon is probably, because the moon moves so fast in one day, we can't tell for sure, the moon is also at around 5 or 6 degrees of Taurus, somewhere in the middle of, could be anywhere from 3 to 8 or 9 degrees of Taurus. And so Pluto be forming a grand trine saying, are you in the right place? Do you know where you live? Do you know what's home to you? How can you use your talents more and more? Saturn's been sitting on your Mars for the last year, sort of making it hard for you to make a breakthrough, I think, in some parts of your what you want and what you can do. But Saturn has moved off. So there's a lot of blockades that have been removed from you. Uranus is now trining your Venus. It's going to go back and forth, you know, opening up your heart and your creative process and your sense of yourself as a woman, but maybe making it so you can't quite predict what's going on in relationships. So what particularly was your question so that we can focus our look here on those?
Well, I've been feeling very stuck. I really don't know what to do. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I can't seem to break through and get out of my own way. I'm very mm-hmm. stuck where I am in my life, and I can't make a breakthrough, no matter how I try.
Mm-hmm. I think I want you to assume that that was last year.
Okay.
And that you're coming to the end of the stuck phase. And if you liked where you were, it wouldn't feel stuck. But your engine is beginning to rev mm-hmm. All the planets in Aries have been hitting your Venus and waking you up. And you've been feeling stuck but impatient.
Yes.
Right? I mean, even more so than most of us. And that's the mood of the last 3 weeks has been stuck and impatient.
Yes,
or,
it's very frustrated.
Right. What I want, you know, to go back to doing all the stuff that Mark was telling you is, you know, what is it that makes you come alive? And that it may not be that big a difference from the outside, but there's something about really reclaiming some part of you that isn't always encouraged by the outside world, that maybe you haven't done much of, but really what is it that you're hungry for? What would make you feel fully alive? Your chart in general is better at problem solving than it is inventing.
Yes.
Give you a problem, you fix it. Give you a person in trouble, you know how to help them.
Mm-hmm.
But ask you, here's a blank canvas, what do you want to draw? You're not so sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is an important time for you to be proactive and to take the time to imagine what you could be and what would you like to be and believe in yourself the way you always wished other people would believe in you and see how you can step in that right direction using all that advice that Mark gave.
Okay.
Okay, good luck.
Thank
Mark,
you.
This is our last minute. We're coming into the closing spell here.
We missed out on Ann tonight, but I'm sure she'll be with us next week.
Ann Ortley will be with us next week, and you and Ann will be where tomorrow?
At the Open Center in New York.
What time?
And we're there at 6:30 on Tuesdays. We give a talk for an hour and look at what's going on in the skies, and we have a topic. Tomorrow we're looking at some mystery charts.
It should be fun. I wish I was there. I had such a great time with you both last week.
Yeah, that was fun.
And next Tuesday, I'm going to be doing a talk, a class here at Sacred Path Center in St. Paul. So you sign off, Mark?
Yeah, Mark Waltz from New York City.
And this is Heather Rowan Robbins from Twin Cities in Minnesota, and we are both available to do readings for you anytime personally. Just find us on our websites. Take care, and we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, bye now.